now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. When Ella Shao turned 65 just a few months ago, her daughter Sandy thought it would be fun to talk with her in the StoryCorps Atlanta booth. Sandy asked her mom all kinds of questions about life in general, what it means to be a good friend, and also how she met her father in college back in Hong Kong in 1972.
We have a group for studying. I have a whole bunch of classmates, okay? Because I'm a funny person, I'm so cute, therefore I have a whole bunch of people want to get along with me. But my husband, okay, he is shy, he did not talk. He is the only one did not talk to anybody. Therefore, I want to show my charming. And finally, after several years, okay, that means we graduate, we get along together. I talk a lot, he did not talk. We match, you know? I'm a person is so emotional, he is not so emotional. Therefore, it is a kind of teacher. Once I'm doing some emotion things, he calm me down. He doesn't scold me, he just let me cool off. It's a perfect match.
What are your happiest times that you remember?
The happiest time, I give birth to my eldest daughter called Sandy. Why I'm so happy? Because, you know, in Hong Kong, I give birth in the hospital. My daddy and my mommy and brother, everybody go to hospital. It just seemed to be a party. They don't care it's a hospital, and all of them ask me whether I have something to eat or not. After I give birth, they buy me the Coca-Cola, they buy me the food, they buy me the Chinese barbecue pork. I eat, okay? I eat a lot. And then they're so happy, it seems that I am in the party itself, in the hospital. She is a cute baby too. Yeah, I'm so happy.
How do you know when you find a true friend or true love?
Okay, it's hard because you cannot see it, okay? Once you meet the difficulty, you can see it. When the life is so peaceful, so comfortable, you cannot see anything. When you are facing some difficulties, they are the first one, no matter what, they are in front of you, even they give you a call and say that, if you need me, I will be there. That is the best.
What are your legacy memories you want to leave for your kids? What are your philosophies?
What is my philosophy? In my mind, I like to be positive thinking. It is not every day is a rainy day. Some day is raining day, some day is sunshine day. Think positive. In my life, I want to face the reality that nothing is so perfect, okay? Even when I drive my car, can it be all the traffic light to be green? No, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's yellow. When you drive, you sing a song, you make yourself more happy. Nothing is a big deal. And at the same time, don't say that I don't use money, but materialism to a certain amount is okay. But I don't think materialism is too much important to me because I can be very easy to be satisfied. Even an ice cream, even a simple ice cream without things on it, on the top of it, still I'm happy.
What's your impact on the world? How did you change the world?
How can I change the world? It's too big, okay? For me, at least when you see somebody, you say good morning, goodbye. This is a basic things to be polite, okay? I think this is a little simple things when you educate a little kid to be nice. Don't be mean. Say hi with a happy face, a cheerful face. Don't add people trouble. Give people some sugar.
That was Ella Shao on her 65th birthday this year with her eldest daughter, Sandy. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. If you've got a special story with a friend or a loved one you'd like to share, why not book some time of your own in the StoryCorps Atlanta booth? Learn more at our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps.